All right, Coach. So, a little bit different of a look, different feel in this game. Seemed potentially that it was a bit more defensive-minded. What was kind of your mindset? What changes did y'all make from the series with Little Rock and this game today with the Brilla?
Well, the biggest thing for us is that we've just had so many new players coming in, and it was about getting on the same page. You know, some of the guys just got in yesterday. You know, so we've had a week to train, but it's been hit or miss of who's there, who's not there, graduations, classes, and all that stuff. But that's the nature of the league. At the end of the day, the result is disappointing. But knowing that this is the group that we have going forward, and you looked at the two halves, we played almost two entirely different 11s from first half to second half, and we weren't necessarily better or worse in either half. So it's going to be great. A lot of competition for places in the team. A lot of guys pushing each other to get better, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to get better one day at a time. That's what we talked about. We're focusing on the process of getting better. Tomorrow we'll be better than we were today, and we're just going to continue on from there.
Absolutely. Any idea when the fans can expect a more sort of consistent lineup, a more, you know, like when do you think the team's really going to be set?
You know, obviously, we've got a lot of guys that are at a similar level, so the competition is going to be fierce every day in practice. You know, obviously, I would like to put something consistent together, but also that happens when you start and get consistent results.
Yeah.
So we're going to let the guys compete, and we're going to pick the best 11 just about every game, and that may change all 11 players,
yeah,
or that may change no players. You know, the guys are here. We're all on the same page. We're all in here for the same reasons. You know, it's not necessarily about the players. It's about the team.
Yeah.
So, again, one game it could be 11. The next could be the exact same 11, or it could be totally different. We're going to take each game one game at a time,
yeah,
and focus on our performance and focus on our process and get it better, and the decision will be made for the best of the,
yeah,
team.
Yeah, absolutely. The one unfortunate consistent theme seems to be that, you know, we're kind of leaking goals at the back. What are you seeing? Is it a lack of communication? Is it a lack of skill? Is it just guys being new? What's the disconnect at the back?
Yeah, I think it's all those wrapped into one. Obviously, this is our third game and our third penalty we've given away. We just got to be a little bit smarter, a little bit more clever reading the game and understanding what's going on. And then, yes, yeah, leaking the goals. This second half was much better. You know, we didn't have as much possession, but we were just as dangerous going forward as we were in the first half. But we were more solid defensively. So even though it was a new group, we did right some of those things, and there were steps in the right direction. But certainly an area that we have to work on.
Yeah, and then to bring it up, so it's not all doom and gloom. What do you see out there that's promising, or you think is looking good, or you think something that we can really build upon?
Well, we've just, again, talking about the level of the guys, they're all hungry to compete. And like I said, we put two different 11s out there from the first half to the second half, and the level didn't really drop, you know. And that's going to be incredible for us every day in practice. The guys that are in the team, the starting team, are going to know that they've got to keep pushing because the guy breathing down their neck trying to take their spot.
Yeah.
And that's healthy for our competition. And, you know, to be fair to us, I mean, I know the result is 3-2, but we had a lot of really good chances in the second half and some couple good chances in the first half that I would think once we're a little bit more in tune and moving things in the right direction, those goals are going to go in. And then you fix that and you shape up a little bit at the back. And, you know, there you go. The results are going to take care of themselves. But for us, it's all about one day at a time, one game at a time, focusing on our process of getting better. And going from there.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks, man.